I'd like to introduce Joanne Van Wyk, who's going to do the opening prayer.
God, we thank you for the gift of your presence. Christ, who is your word made flesh. Christ, who is the wisdom of God and the power of God. We need your wisdom, especially in these troubled times. In the midst of turmoil and uncertainty, as financial institutions crumble, and the very economic and social fabric of our lives is shaken, many of us are gripped by anxieties and fears. With the clouds of recession over us and worsening prospects ahead, but surely, God, we as your children do not look to the horizon, desperately waiting for an economic savior to emerge. Financial kingdoms, economic empires may come and go, but throughout, God, you remain our stronghold and refuge. Those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, O God, will not abandon those who seek you. Right now, God, we seek your wisdom to guide us where the way is confusing. We have no better guide than you. We pray for the countless numbers affected by the housing and credit market collapse, not only in the U.S., but with ripple effects felt worldwide. We pray for those who are made homeless, who are retrenched, whose life savings and finances have been wiped out. We pray for those who have come to the end of their rope. God, be merciful to all who have fallen by the wayside. We remember and lift up our friends, loved ones, relatives, colleagues, business partners, and ourselves. Especially help the weak and vulnerable, the elderly. The pensioners, the retirees, and the widows, that they will have ready access to social aid and not be encumbered by red tape. Restore hope to those who have lost their livelihood and homes. Grant peace and healing to families and couples whose relationships have been strained. We pray for those who do not know you and have no one to turn to, the many who have been driven to despair and even suicide. Lord, in these troubled times, we pray for strength and resilience. Cause your church, the body of Christ, to be a beacon of light and hope. Make us ready to stand alongside those who are weighted down by the pressure of living. Enable us to bring your compassionate presence through the sharing of each other's burdens. Christ, you are the light which darkness cannot overcome. Indeed, darkness is not dark to you, for the night is as bright as day. Christ, be the light which dispels our darkness and restore order to our inner chaos. Deliver us from the darkness of our self-centered ways, from greed, envy, and ignorance, from unrestrained passions, from the darkness of despair, futility, and despondency. Christ, the wisdom of God, in our moments of anxiety and insecurity, you are the voice of faith who proclaims peace. Be still. In a culture of greed and mistrust, fill us with hope. Despite the pain of loss and failure, let hope enable us to see God in all situations and events. You are a God who is in control, a God of all possibilities, a God of new beginnings. You are the voice of reason who summons us back to sanity. You remind us of our kingdom priorities. Help us to live wisely with moderation and prudence, to exercise discernment and sound judgment, and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of our calling. God, enable us by your wisdom to keep things in perspective. For God, you are bigger than the problems we face each day. We remember your mercy and faithfulness. Through your counsel and encouragement, you have enabled us to overcome the many setbacks and adversities of life. We continue now to trust in your goodness and provision, for you are a God who hears, answers, and acts on our behalf. Out of the abundance of your eternal love, we trust you in your grace and mercy to sustain us. From Ephesians, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should. How wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. And now, O Lord, we ask your blessing on all of us as we listen and dialogue with Father Bill. Open our hearts and our minds and our ears to what he has prepared. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Joanne, for a prayer that talks about the beginning of our Lenten journey and reminds us of the many things in our lives. Thank you. Well, I'm delighted to introduce Father Bill Garcia, who's with us today as our presenter. He said to tell you that he's been around for a long time. Okay, can I understand? Okay, thank you. I was going to ask you that. Did you wonder where I was hiding? Okay. I remember him fondly, probably sometime in the early 90s when you were a keynote speaker at there were events called to be church put on regionally and here in Santa Barbara and up in the valley. So it was a good memory of that. Father Bill is now serving at St. Gertrude's Parish in Bell Gardens, which is a large community of primarily poor people, immigrant community from East Los Angeles area. He also teaches, besides being a pastor, he teaches at Mount St. Mary's College. His area of preparation is church history, but he also teaches systematic theology and ethics. He's taught courses on Vatican II. And this semester, this sounds really interesting, as teaching a course on Miguel de la Torre's book, Reading the Bible from the Margins, a study of how those on the margins of society and the church change the privileged center through their unique reading of the Gospels. Father Bill got his PhD from Catholic University in Leuven in 1980 and has been working in education and as a pastor since 1985. And much of that time was actually here in Santa Barbara in the Santa Maria area. So please welcome Father Bill. Thank you.